do first. Go ahead and call the meeting to order of the Board of Adjustment. And our first item of business is establishment of a quorum. Would you read the roll?
Okay. Sean Pingleton, he called. And Tom Gideon?
Present.
Tony Molden?
Present.
Mark Weiss?
Here.
And Alan Lawson?
Present.
We have established a quorum.
Thank you. And Bob, would you go over the presentation of exhibits, please?
Okay. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the April 15th, 2015 Taney County Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for the case to be heard this evening is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for the case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for the case to be heard. Staff report will be read for the single variance application, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon the application, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments or questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes, unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much.
Tony, would you read the governing statutes, please?
Sure. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as wherein provided, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situations or conditions of a specific piece of property, a strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in a peculiar or exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize, upon an appeal relating to the property, a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good or without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, or integrity of the zone plan as embodied by the zoning regulations and map.
Okay, at this point we have one hearing before us. I'm going to open the public hearing for Dennis Martinez and Christy Sweeney, and I believe it's a setback variance request. Bob, would you go over the... No, we're not in the public hearing yet. Bob's going to go over the request, and we're going to get in the public hearing.
Okay, this is case number 2015-2V. The project is a setback variance request. And the applicants are Christy Sweeney and Dennis J. Martinez. The property in question is located at 241 Bridgeview Drive, Branson, Missouri. And we'll zoom in here on the property in question. The property is located in the Oliver Township, Section 11, Township 21, Range 22. The applicants are requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, Setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicants are requesting a variance from the required 7-foot side of lot setback requirement and also the 10-foot rear setback requirement in order to allow for the construction of a new single-family residence and guest house, which would each adjoin the side and rear property lines. The applicants are further requesting a variance from the provisions of Appendix B of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, which would allow for a second residence or a guest house to be constructed upon the property in question. The subject property is described as lots 31, and then also one half of lot 29 in Block 18, Ozarks Paradise Village, and it contains approximately 2,300 square feet total between the 2.5 lots. The subject property was purchased by Christine Sweeney and Dennis J. Martinez on October 31st of last year. And the original residence pictured was constructed in 1978, according to the assessor's information. This residence did burn down in December of last year. The applicants are now seeking a side lot setback variance and a rear lot setback variance in order to allow for the construction of a new single-family residence and also a guest house as well. The applicants are further will also be required to request a variance allowing for the construction of a second residence or this guest house on the property in question. Again, they're seeking a variance from both a 7-foot side of lot setback variance. So they're really requesting a variance essentially at this corner, also a rear setback variance for the primary residence. They're also requesting both a rear and a side setback variance for the guest house as well. And really, the third thing is they're essentially seeking a variance from the provision that just calls for one house when you've got a situation where a property served by septic. The applicants, the guest house that's being proposed, the site plan indicates that it's got an approximate living area of 871 square feet. And I do believe the applicant may be able to explain this in further detail. It's my understanding that the size of the residence has been cut down somewhat as well. I believe it's going to be a one-bedroom residence versus, I think initially this was shown as a two-bedroom residence from what I understand. We've got a view, of course, at the time, the aerial photos are old enough. They show the original residence, but we've got a view from the north, from the south. I don't know why this is so fuzzy. From the east and from the west. In review on this, the applicants are seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicants are requesting an approximately 7-foot setback variance from the side property line, allowing the residence to be built as close as essentially right on the southernmost side property line. The applicants are further requesting an approximately 10-foot setback variance from the rear property line, allowing the new residence to be built right up to the rear property line, adjoining the Army Corps of Engineers property. The second thing is the applicants are requesting an approximately 7-foot setback variance from the side property line, allowing for the construction of this new guest house, which would be built up to the property line on the northernmost side of the property. And they're requesting, again, the 10-foot rear setback variance, allowing for the guest house to be built as close as the property line, adjoining the Corps of Engineers property. And then finally, they are also, again, requesting the variance, allowing for a second residence on one parcel of property served by an on-site septic system. The staff does recommend that if the variance is approved, allowing the second residence on the property in question, that a condition be placed on the decision of record requiring the property to be replatted into a single lot versus the current 2.5 lots. The applicants have indicated that the reason for this variance request is to allow appropriate access and to allow for the building of the primary residence and guest house, which has significant limitations due to the exceptional narrowness and topography of the property. The applicants have further indicated that they feel that this request offers no detriment to the public good and does not impair the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. I thought this view might give you the best. It is a fairly steep topography. You don't go too far here until you get into the core property actually here. And then this is just pretty much a bluff in this area here. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a setback variance of 7 feet from the southernmost side property line and a rear setback variance of approximately 10 feet, allowing for the construction of the new residence essentially up to both the side and rear property lines in question. Two, approval of a variance from the provisions of Appendix B of the Development Guidance Code, allowing for the construction of a second residence or guest house on a property served by an on-site septic system. Third, approval of a setback variance of 7 feet from the northernmost side property line and a rear setback variance of approximately 10 feet, allowing for the construction of the new guest house essentially up to both the side and rear property lines in question. Number four, lots 30 and 31 and the south half of lot 29 and block 18, Ozarks Paradise Village, shall be replatted into a single lot. Five, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. And six, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. We've got just a couple of brief videos here. The first video is just right at the entrance to the property. It's a little hard on this one to see a whole lot. It's my understanding that this was actually at one time an access road to the lake, but it's essentially served as the driveway to that house. And we've just done a quick 360 here from the road. The property in question actually lies down in this area. And then we've shot a second video more from the actual site, the house site. And this is looking out toward the road. This is the bluff area in question. And the previous house actually sat about where I'm filming from. This is looking out onto the core property.
Thank you,
okay.
Bob.
Uh-huh.
At this time, I'm going to open the public hearing, and we have one speaker, Dennis Martinez. Dennis, would you come forward? I'm going to swear you in. Would you raise your right hand, please? Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead and give us your story.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you, and our apologies again for the delay. I want to thank Bob for an outstanding presentation. I think that his slides and videos and everything that he has provided the Board of Adjustment is right in line with our request. Really just an opportunity to get, you know, straight to the point. If there are any questions, I'd like to open it up for a question and answer discussion, and be glad to answer any questions that you might have.
That's where we were going next. Questions for Mr. Martinez.
Were you planning on putting this guest house? Was there already some kind of a structure there?
There's a structure there right now. There is a garage. So if you look at
I thought one of the pictures.
Yeah, there's the area. The garage is there, and that garage will be eliminated, and that's essentially where a very small guest house will be.
Does that garage currently have any kind of plumbing or bathroom facility?
It does not.
Other questions?
I guess I'm really interested as to where the septic system is going to be located.
Right now, we have we've contracted with an excavator, and we've got what is his name? Christy? George? What is it? George Youngblood. George is right now trying to put together a soil test for us at this point to really understand exactly how the existing system will apply to what we're planning on building.
Is there an existing system still there at this point?
There is. Parts of an existing system there. So that's one of the things that I think George is going to be getting with Scott, I believe it is, at some point to find out what's appropriate in this situation. This is our first septic system, so we really don't know all the details, but whatever is necessary and appropriate, we'll abide by.
Between the guest house and the main house, how many bathrooms are
the guest house? You're looking at, I believe, two bathrooms, and the main house, we're looking at two bathrooms as well.
So four total.
Yeah, the main house really is just a one-bedroom home. We had initially thought about, over the garage, putting two additional bedrooms, but the cost is just prohibitive at this point. So our main structure is one bedroom, two bath. It's got a living area and kitchen, and that's the reason for the for the guest house. You know, we're going to, if we want to have guest family and those folks, they've got their own little place over there to reside.
Do we have a pointer?
Yeah.
Would you indicate where the existing septic system is, please? And that might have to go back, or maybe you can do it on that map.
Oops, it's the other direction. I'm sorry.
This way?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, go back to the
okay,
aerial.
Should I go to the
picture.
Aerial?
Yeah. I can just come over here.
But I think this will be the, yeah.
Existing system is right here.
And okay.
The question is, what, you
want to show? You're the one sworn in, so you're going to have to do it.
It's right here.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm curious as to the zero setback from the core you're at. What does the core say for something like this? Is that
we've talked to them. Yeah, we've talked to them on several occasions. We actually just received our vegetation permit, I guess last week, and we've been working with them for the last 60 to 90 days, and they have indicated that there are no concerns on their part. And they did approve us for our vegetation permit, so we were excited about that. So
you got it done before.
What he says, just don't cross it. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, just don't. And good thing. Yeah, we actually had to jump through some hoops to get the vegetation permit. We had to shave off parts of the incline because the previous owners 30, 40 years ago had encroached upon it. So cost us a little more dollars to go out there and have an excavator kind of level it off for them. And, we did what we were required to do, so.
So what's the hardship on you to meet the requirements as they're written now?
The,
The hardship for us is this bluff here and the steepness of this here, and putting our main facility, our main home here, there's just hardly any room on both sides based on the design that we have. And when you add a garage, the garages will come out to here, which is really, this is just a dead-end road. It's unmaintained by the association. By the way, we got approval from the association last Tuesday that they would, be okay with whatever the Board of Adjustment approves. Or if you look at the covenants for the association, there are no restrictions for a garage right here. So there are no restrictions for this zero variance here as far as the association is concerned, and they're not concerned with it as long as we don't encroach. There's no concern with the core as long as we don't encroach here. The one thing that I will say is that the guest house, I don't know whether we get our wires crossed, Bob, but we don't necessarily need a zero okay. variance on that side of the guest house.
Okay.
That is a someone else's lot, and it's not something we need. The structure will be within 7 feet of that line. So really okay. the only variance that we're asking for is a zero variance on the back side of the core, a zero variance here.
So you'd say that you're... hardship is the exceptional narrowness and the topography of the lot?
Narrowness and the topography of the lot, I think, is the biggest key there. And, it's a situation where it's going to be quite a challenge to even build the property, given this, the dead-end road that's unmaintained, and, getting back in there with the main structure and even to the guest house.
I'm glad you brought up the guest house and not needing that side property line, because that's what I wanted to know. I wasn't sure which property line you're asking for in the
sure.
guest house, if it was one on the interior to one of your own property lines that will disappear when you replat it into one lot.
Right.
But you do not, if I heard you correctly, you do not need any side property variance for the guest house.
That's correct.
Any other questions? Hearing none, go ahead and sit down. We're
okay.
going to talk among ourselves. Thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, I think that this picture was good to see that bluff in the front there, obviously, to me, is a hardship to have to gloss that or get rid of that or whatever that is. Core's good with that. Everybody else seems to be good with it, pending our decision.
It's my experience with the core that as long as you don't cross the line,
yeah.
you can build on it. Just don't cross it.
Yeah.
And it's a risk. Make sure your surveyor right.
Make sure your surveyor.
Yeah.
I will forewarn you.
Keep it a little safe.
I have seen some things tore down because of bad surveying. So.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve this as it's written, and I believe that there was a stipulation in there about getting that replatted to make that one lot. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure that's in there.
Okay, so you've taken out the variance for the back.
If we... Yeah, and I went ahead, the staff went ahead and removed the proposed.
So okay. suddenly an amendment is not necessary if you remove that side. I just want to make sure we don't.
I wonder if we should make a motion as amended, maybe.
Yeah, I'm thinking
that's where I was kind of going.
Yeah.
I just thought since you're
to amend
yeah,
first.
It's right to do that. And then
yeah.
is
yeah.
there a second to the main motion? Then we can go
I'll
for
second.
A second. And are there any amendments to the motion?
We'll just add that amendment in that zero variance on the guest house was changed. I mean, that wasn't necessary.
How you want to write that?
Yeah. You want to remove that? Is that how you're doing it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good, Alan. Okay. I think that's good.
And do we have a second to the amendment to remove the setback variance on the side property line for the guest house?
I'll second that.
Okay. And we're going to deal with the amendment first. First, there's discussion. Discussion? Hearing none, I'm going to call for the vote. Would you want to do that by roll call?
That's fine.
All in
I'm in favor of the motion.
The amendment?
Or the amendment, yeah. The amendment.
Raise your right hand. Amendment passes, and now we have the motion before us. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor as the of the motion as amended, please signify by raising your right hand. Let the record show that both were unanimous votes in favor. Congratulations.
And good luck.
Yeah. Okay. Looks like an interesting project.
You had a good letter. You wrote a good letter.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for driving fast. Yeah. And that gets
you drive slower going home.
Yeah. I don't know. It was kind of fun.
Oh, we got other business.
Yeah, we do. We got a little. We've got minutes.
Charlie's will be over.
Okay.
I'm not going there.
We've got some minutes we need to take a look at and approve or modify. Is there a motion concerning last month's minutes?
I'll make a motion we approve last month's minutes.
Do we have a second? All in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved. And Bob, how about any old business, any new business, any meetings coming up, or anything we need to know?
I don't either. We don't have anything on the agenda as of yet. I hate to admit this, I've neglected to bring my schedule with me. I don't remember. I don't know if we've hit that date yet or not.
Well, that's better than saying there's not and then telling us that there is.
Exactly. Yeah. But as of now, we do not have anything on the agenda for next month.
I know you'll let us know if it changes.
The earlier you let me know, the better I can plan.
I understand. And really,
in that case, do we have a motion to adjourn? Charlie, is there what?
No, I'm not going. I'm going to Branson.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second? We're adjourned.
All right.
Thank you. Yes, on that one.